You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
According to reports, a second suspect involved in the attempted carjacking incident Tuesday has been taken into custody in Shreveport and is now facing charges in Minden. The second juvenile is allegedly the driver of the stolen U-Haul pickup that struck the 9-year-old girl during the incident at the local truck stop on Highway 531. The first juvenile arrested was in juvenile court in Minden on Wednesday. The second juvenile is scheduled to be transported to Minden today. Minden City Police responded to a vehicle crash Wednesday on Shreveport Road. One motorist was booked for DWI third offense, vehicular negligent injury, driving under suspension, and careless operation. City Police report the arrest of Yima Pacheto, age 36, of Spring, Texas, who was booked on one count of theft, and one arrest was reported for resisting an officer. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for battery of a dating partner, false imprisonment, and interfering with emergency communication. The suspect was taken into custody in Bossier and transported to Bayou Door Cheek Correction Center. And the Sheriff's Office reported one arrest for aggravated assault, another arrest on outstanding traffic warrants. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists of a number of ramp closures scheduled for I-49. On I-49 off-ramp to Kings Highway, the closure is scheduled for Friday, May 5th, as well as I-49 southbound off-ramp to Highway 511 or 70th Street. And then on Saturday, I-49 southbound off-ramp to Hollywood Piermont will be closed. The intermittent ramp closures are scheduled to take place in 30-minute increments between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. each day, weather permitting. Today, mostly sunny, high near 83 with a south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 40% chance of showers overnight, low 66, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 20% chance of showers Friday, high 87, south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. 20% chance Friday night, low near 70 with a south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. 20% chance for a shower Saturday, high near 88. 20% Saturday night, low 69, and that's the forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Mike Craig, Ricky Bernard Allen was sentenced to 5 years at hard labor for each of two counts of distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. The sentencing is to run concurrent. The court revoked the probation of Eli Roland Bright, who was ordered to serve sentence for DWI. Corrine Hall Campbell was fined $1,500 plus court cost, plus a 2-year suspended sentence and 2 years probation for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Brenda T. Dance was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail, plus a 60-day suspended sentence and placed on 2 years probation for DWI. Samuel J. Dance pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and disturbing the peace by being intoxicated, and will stand trial at a later date. Jesse Greer pleaded not guilty to reckless operation and will stand trial at a later date. Jimmy Travis Huff pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial September 18th. Theus Dominique Jenkins was sentenced to 1 year at hard labor with credit for time served for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Determined Lewis was sentenced to 5 years suspended, 3 years probation, and fined $5,000 plus court cost for aggravated battery, 5 years suspended and 3 years probation for attempted possession of a weapon with a controlled dangerous substance. Cordarius McClendon pleaded not guilty to attempted aggravated criminal damage to property, and will stand trial August 14th. Rebecca McKitchen was fined $3,500 plus court cost, plus a 5-year suspended sentence and placed on 3 years of probation for distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Joshua Moore was fined $100 plus court cost or 15 days in jail for possession of marijuana. Sandra Jo Mosley was fined $150 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for simple battery. Kennedy Preziosi has a trial date of June 2nd for domestic abuse battery. Randall Tyler Sims was sentenced to 3 years at hard labor with all but 1 year suspended, plus 3 years of probation for each count of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and unauthorized entry of a place of business. Devin Michael Stiles was sentenced to 15 months at hard labor with credit for time served for unauthorized use of a movable more than $1,000. Dylan Gage Triglith pleaded not guilty to DWI and careless operation and will stand trial at a later date. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. Kevin Wayne Bass, warrant for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute. Corey Ogley, failure to appear. Jeanette Underwood, monetary instrument abuse, identity theft, forgery, probation violation. Kelly Ann Long, obstruction of justice, theft of a motor vehicle, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, open container, possession of drug paraphernalia. Royon Ward, illegal possession of a firearm. James Wilfong, illegal use of a firearm. The guest speaker at today's meeting of the Minden Lions Club will be Jennifer Martin, Director of Development for Shriners Children's Hospital in Shreveport. That's the first Shriners Hospital, as a pediatric specialty hospital treating children with orthopedic issues, cleft lip and palate, and more, regardless of the family's ability to pay. Shriners Shreveport treats more than 19,000 children, providing services, treatment, rehab, surgery, and other care for children up to age 18. The Minden Lions Club meets each Thursday at noon at the American Legion Home on Pine Street. The Bossier Parish School Board Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for today starting at 5 o'clock in the Instructional Center on Airline Drive for approval of a one-time supplement guidelines for May 2023, approval of revised budgets for the 2022-23 fiscal year, and permission to issue an RFP for investment advisor services. The regular Bossier School Board meeting starts at 6 o'clock in the Instructional Center on Airline Drive. On the agenda, recognize principals of the year, request for a proposed schedule of the 2023-24 board meetings, and hear other various reports. The meetings are open to the public. Everyone's welcome to participate in a 5-mile paddle event scheduled for Saturday on Lake Bistineau. Bring your kayak, canoe, or P-Row. If you need a boat, the rentals will be available by calling 318-403-3440, or for other information or for rental information, call 318-732-9533. The meeting will take place at the Lake Bistineau State Park Boat Launch starting at 8 a.m. with check-in. There will be safety instructions at around 8:30, and the launch starts at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Following the paddle, there will be a fish fry. Everyone is welcome. Mount Lebanon Historical Society Spring Festival is Saturday from 11 till 3 at the Stagecoach Trail Museum south of Gibbsland. The country store will serve gourmet hot dogs, snacks, desserts, and soft drinks. There will also be cakewalks, music, silent auction, and a raffle. There will be a drawing for a 12-foot outdoor cook trailer that has a grill, smoker, and 3 4-gallon fryers. Tickets to enter are $20 each or 3 for $50. Proceeds benefit the Mount Lebanon Museum. The drawing will be at around 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon. For information or to purchase tickets in advance, call 318-843-4051. Day of prayer service is scheduled for 10 o'clock today at St. John's Episcopal Church, and a day of prayer service will be held this evening at 6:30 at North Acres Baptist Church. Memorial service for Joe Melvin Haynes is scheduled for 11 o'clock in the Roseneath Chapel with Larry Buford officiating. Survivors include his wife, Deborah Michael Haynes of Minden, a daughter, Deborah Haynes Wilby of Sibley, two sons, two sisters, two brothers, and five grandchildren. Graveside services for Cimino D. Rogers are scheduled for 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Newsom Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, a reminder, all telephone numbers will begin with the prefix 377, unless otherwise stated. And all the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318, unless otherwise mentioned. They have beehives for sale, $210 each, 562-0887. Beehives for sale, $210 each. Call 562-0887. If no answer, leave message. Garage sale coming up Thursday and Friday at 487 and 490 Summersby Road. That's off Old Arcadia Road. That's a garage sale May 5th and 6th at 487 Summersby and 490 Summersby Drive. Fresh eggs for sale at 780-2405. They have eggs for sale at 780-2405. Wanted, someone who could print pictures on t-shirts. They're at 422-1210. Wanted, someone who can print pictures onto t-shirts. Call 422-1210. Yard eggs for sale, $5 a dozen, or $7 for 18. Call 840-5676. They have for sale yard eggs. They're $5 a dozen, $7 for 18 eggs. All at 840-5676. For sale a boys 10-speed bike for $50 and a go-kart. $275, 268-2634. That's a boys 10-speed bike for sale for $50 plus a go-kart for $275 at 268-2634. For sale, a human hair wig, $200, 390-2167. They have a human hair wig for sale, $200. Call 390-2167. Kittens to give away at 505-8722. They have kittens to give away at 505-8722. Wanted, a 19-inch or 20-inch color TV with an adapter, 371-1838. Wanted, a 19- or 20-inch color TV with an adapter at 371-1838. For sale, a dresser for $400, call 402-3110. Dresser for sale for $40. Call 402-3110. Cats and kittens to give away at 268-9828. That's cats and kittens to give away, 268-9828. Wanted a lawnmower, 200-9041. Wanted a lawnmower at 200-9041. Wanted two rear tires to go on a Ford tractor. Their size in need is 4.9 by 2880. That's 843-6312. Wanted two rear tires to go on a Ford tractor. Size in need is 4.9 by 2880 at 843-6312.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.